Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Of people, you want to be in control of
That was a long yawn.
Nothing you can do about that. What you do now
is setting the stage for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. So this addiction to unhappiness that interrupts us, and we can see it all on the news, we see it on social media, where people are just really suffering due to the fact because they're not willing to let nothing go. They get angry with people because people don't do what they want to do. They feel victimized. You know, they go through these changes. Oh, you don't love me anymore. You know, I did everything for you, but you do nothing for me. Or they may say, oh, if I can't be in your life, nobody else can. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take your life and whoever else around us, and then I'm going to take my life too. Now, wait a minute. What went wrong in that situation? What happened? This was an ordinary thing, but what caused it to fester to the point where that person totally lost all sense of understanding and logic for human life? Well, let me tell you something. We go right back to this topic again. They accepted unhappiness. They treated it like a bedfellow. They slept with it, ate with it. They became it. That's what that looks like. That unhappiness goes from anger to rage to bitterness. And it takes your soul. It steals. It destroys you piece by piece every single day. So this is why this subject is so important. Because when you're unhappy, it leads to other things. Guilt, shame, remorse, discord, bitter, anger, rage, criminality, homicide, suicide. Because people can't remain unhappy for long periods of time. They cannot remain there mentally. That's major pressure on the human psyche. And you don't even know you're there until you get to the extremes. I said, live your life like you're drowning. You go up and down in your mood, constantly, up and down. One minute you want to live, next minute you want to die. What is going on with that picture? What's happening in a person's life when they get to those extremes and have no control over this being? Over this being, you have a being. That's what you have, a being. You know, and then we get caught up in this flesh walking the earth all day, every day. We become human doings. Oh, let me do this for you. Let me do that for them. Some people live for their careers. They go and work on a job, a career for 25, 30 some years. And when they retire, they realize, well, what's wrong? I don't have nothing to live for anymore. They become depressed, you know? And I mean, I'm not saying that everybody, but a large amount of people become because they put all of their energy into something outside of themselves. I see it every day. You know, I worked at a mental hospital where people come in there being extremely depressed, overburdened, victimized. That's the first thing they said, you know, I lost myself. I don't even know who I am anymore. You know? I was there for my children. I was there for this person, that person. I did this. I did that. I said, that's the problem. You did everything, but it was on the outside of you. You never did anything on the inside. You never sacrificed for yourself, not one time. And I asked them a question. I said, how much time do you give yourself in the course of a 24-hour day? 24 hours. How much time do you give yourself? I said, well, I eat, I drink, I put my clothes on. I said, no. That's the outer you. That's your flesh. This is I call it skin, okay? This is you're gonna take care of this. You're gonna take care of this because that's what you showed the world. And even when the inner man gets to his lowest point, you're gonna stop taking care of this. You see what I'm saying? Because the inner man is suffering. The inner man is suffering, and because you have not stopped to say, wait a minute, how do I feel about this? have I shown myself compassion? Have I been emotional available for me? You know, have I took time to even seek what I want instead of trying to satisfy the world? So those are questions we have to ask daily. Because if you don't, you will miss the mark. You will find yourself living so the world sees you. That's it. And that's all that matters. You know, when I come on here and I do a podcast, the first thing I always think about, of course, I represent the world, but I also think about if I was in a place of unrest, not being peaceful or not, you know, not happy or not cheerful or something of that nature, what would I want the world to think about? You know, how would I be able to help that person to know it ain't about what you're doing. It's nothing about what you're not doing for yourself. How would I relate that to the world? So this is how I come on to help you understand that the mental capacity and the spirit of a human being require time, compassion, love, discipline, perseverance, patience, intentions, purpose, destiny, choice, decisions. And it also needs the most important thing of all, pause. Pause. You know what that word means? That means stop what you're doing and just be. Be. And just check your being. Check your mind. What's my mind thinking? What's my heart feeling? What is my body saying? How my spirit is it communicating with me? Because most people don't communicate with their being. Because again, they're too busy focusing on the outside and satisfying everything out there. And you know, especially, you know, children, if you have you have children at home, you don't make time for yourself. No, because you're taking care of your kids. If you have a business, or businesses, you're doing that, you know. You're very self-taken time for yourself. If you got staff, you have to make sure the staff is paid. Or you do, you know, it's like so many things that interrupt us. We are human beings, people. You're not human doing. Human being. That's what God, the creator, the source, the higher power, whatever you want to call this wonderful, wonderful energy that we explore every day. He created us to be a human being. Question. Was you in a state of being when you woke up this morning? Or was you in a state of doing? If you don't give yourself a 10 minutes of just being is like, okay, let me accept who I am, what I am right now. Past, present, and future. And if anything that needs to change, write it down. Okay, let me change this in time. I'm not telling you to do it now, right in the very moment. No, it takes time to build a foundation of being. That's what I said. A foundation. It's just like building a house. A house cannot be built in one day unless it has a whole lot of people. But guess what? You only have So you take time. And every season of our lives requires a different mindset. You know how many people are still in their 20-something, 30-something mindset, and they may be 50 and 60-something? Or, you know, if you're 30-something, you may be 16. You know, people don't change when their life changes. When life changes, you have to change. But don't worry. If you don't change, life will let you know, wait a minute. Hey, this ain't right. You will even feel unrest. Because guess what's going to get interrupted? Your ADL. And what is ADL? The way you sleep, the way you eat, how you deal with what you experience. You'll start getting irritated. That is just a sign to let you know, wait a minute, I got to change my lens of life. I got to let some things go. I got to put some things back in priority. Because one thing about life is, sometimes it goes all over the place. You know, I compare it to a kaleidoscope. Do you ever see a kaleidoscope where everything is moving on the outside? But guess what? In the middle, it doesn't move. that is life. All your outside, everything people do, everything that's being done in your life is moving constantly, but you are standing still in that movement. Now, but this is the thing with this. Most people think they become that movement, right? So now the stimulus is lived. It has energy. So if that energy is negative and moving on the outside of you, guess what it's going to do? It's going to change your mind. It's going to change your spirit. It's going to change you with or without your permission. Now you become the thing that discomforts the most. And you say, well, Dr. Dale, how do I get out of there? Because I find myself, you know, becoming what's irritating. So, go back to sacrifice. What have you sacrificed? Sacrifice means to give up something. You do know that, right? It's to give up something. It's not to give something. Give something up. You know when we get in pain, mentally, emotionally, we hold on to pain. We hold on to it. And we hold on to it mentally more so than any other way. We know that pain is hurting us. We know it makes us unhappy. But we still touch it. We still think about it. We still manipulate it. When are we going to know how to mind our business? I'm serious. Mind our business with the past. Okay, trauma, crisis, abuse, whatever it is, it's already been lived. So what are you doing? You are reliving the pain. And guess what happens? When you relive that pain, there's more pain down the line, around the corner of life. So now you're holding on to the old pain. So if there's any uncomfort, discomfort thing that comes in your life, oh my God, now we got an issue. We have an issue. And you know what the issue is? You don't have to let things go. You become emotionally bound. And you know what I say, I know this may sound a little odd, sometimes people get spiritual influence. You need to let things go from inside. The inside of your heart, the inside of your being that's been holding on things for years and years and years. And it's been telling you so many ways. Being stressed out. You know, you wake up feeling tense. And you're like, what's this tense around my shoulders or around my back or my leg? Okay, your being is telling you that it's unrested. Don't you know what stress does? A lot of people don't even know their stress level. They have an idea that they are under stress. They have no idea until the being starts. They still don't know. They still keep themselves, you know, bound up. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I'm obligated to this. If I don't do this, nobody else will. Oh, we've heard that before, haven't we? I am the one that does it. Why do you keep volunteering for stuff that don't belong to you? Why can't you let your kids live their home? They're grown. They are grown. So why are you not letting them go? Oh, but they need me. Who told you that they needed you? Did you tell yourself that? You know, I'm sorry, y'all. I just have to be real. Because I am in a position that I visually see this in people's minds. It's not something that I think, something that I might have read about. No, I hear it every day. I hear people come in with codependency all my life. I give it to my family. Now, when I need somebody, nobody is there. And I'm hurting, you know what I'm saying? You know what I told people? I said, stop being a victim. I said, how long you been doing this? I've been doing it since I was 13. I took care of my sisters and brothers because my mother and father, you know, they were working, so I had to take care of them. And before I realized it, I was taking care of this other person. I took care of auntie. I took care of mama. Before she died, take care. I said, well, wait a minute. Where in that picture did you ever take care of yourself? And they just sit back. You know what? I've never done that. I'm I've never taken care of me. I never gave me what I needed. I didn't have time. I said, no, that's not true. This is a caregivers and caretakers need respite. You know what respite is? Take time off. Find somebody else to fill that spot. Because you will get drained of your energy. You will be tired mentally, emotionally, physically, and you will find yourself losing yourself in it all. You say, well, Dr. Deb, I don't have nobody else. There's always a solution. It's just that you're not looking for one. If you don't look for one and you call it a big problem, you know what we call a problem, we don't look for a solution. Start changing the way you look at it. Call it a challenge. Oh, I got to make, you know, it's a challenge for me right now. Stop saying, oh, that's a problem. Because in your brain, what it does, when you say it's a problem, the brain starts to look at it from a whole other perspective. It's like looking at a math problem. That's how the brain looks. You say, well, you got a problem. The answer. No, you're seeking solutions. Solutions can be used more and more over the period of life. Answers are quick. Sometimes they last, and you notice, sometimes they don't. So we look for solutions. Again, what are you willing to sacrifice today to make yourself happy? What has to happen in your life? And please tell me that you don't have to suffer before something changes. No, you need to do it now. You know, there's a lot of people out there that may be in broken relationships that you've given your all to. You've given your all to it. Been in it for years. But you say, well, this is all I have. I guess I have to leave. I don't know. Okay, you don't rationalize that thing with an explanation. Why are you still miserable? When you know he talks to you some kind of way. When you know she might be cheating on you. When you know y'all sleep in a separate room. I'm just saying, okay? Now you feel you want to live that way for the rest of your life, who am I to tell you not to? But what's really going on behind the scenes? Then you get bitter. You get upset. You get sharp-patient. That's because your being ain't happy. It ain't joyful. The joy is gone. You've been pretending all this time. Oh, when everybody asks you, oh, yes, everything all right? I'm okay. It's all right. You smile, put the poker face on, and then when that trigger hits you, oh my goodness, and the trigger is the reality. Most people experience triggers because they say, oh, this button is pushing inside of me. But why is it still there? When are you going to get rid of it? You know, is it something that you want? Is it something that you like that is still there? See, these are reality questions that a lot of people often don't ask themselves. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a break, okay? And when I come back, I want to give you some strategies to help that out.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605. And we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Point. We go through so many different changes throughout the day, you know, the way we feel about ourselves as well as change the way we feel about life. So I want to kind of take the time to look at some different areas. So so that you will be able to apply these strategies and allow yourself, you know, for a productive change. First thing, again, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing to do is orientate. When you orientate, and what I mean by orientate, you check your mind, you check your heart, you check your being, your physical being, that is. What is that telling you? What is it communicating through you? And a lot of times what people do, we get up and we just hit the floor. And we go and we get dressed and then we go. You know, sometimes we don't even have time for devotionals. Devotionals is meditating. You should meditate at least a few minutes in the morning, listening to some type of sound, something of that nature, just to calm your being. You know, because when you wake up, you know what I'm saying, your being needs to know, okay, what are we going to do today? You know, and choose a word, choose a phrase. I am peaceful today, if that's all you say. You know, choose a direction and start directing your mind. The mind is not going to be directed until you choose to direct it. Most people don't even realize that they have a direction in their mind because they're too busy being and doing. You know what I'm saying? You're doing more so than you are directing. You're not influencing the being. You are just living, and well, you think you're living, but you're really just surviving or existing. So take the time and really focus your life and start doing those things according to what brings you pleasure. And I'm not just talking about physical pleasure, I'm talking about mental pleasure as well as emotional pleasure. Know what makes you tick. Take the time to look even at your stressors. And number two, don't allow yourself to be so anxious to get things done. Take your time. Put a time frame on everything. A time frame. You know, a lot of people make appointments. We meet, we talk to people. People, you know, they want us to do this, they want us to do that. You know, we may have doctor's appointments, business meetings, all of those things. But again, you have to take the time to say, okay, if I didn't get this done today, I'm going to get it done by Wednesday. I'm going to get it done by Friday or whatever the case is. But don't crush yourself in time. Time should be your best friend, not your worst enemy. Your best friend, not your worst enemy. When it becomes sometimes your worst enemy, when you are missing time in the past, and you know what I mean, when you're sitting there, you may just be in a zone. Some people go in the zones. They sit in a chair, recline, the TV's on, and they're not even looking at the TV. They're thinking about something else. So what I'm saying is, this is how you spend your time. You know, we want to be as productive as we can with the time that we have. Because when the breath is gone, you don't have any more time. You don't have time to make other people happy. You don't have time to even make yourself happy. Because it's over. So while you're living life, live life productively. You know, live yourself, you know, be in a position that you allow yourself to be in so that you don't stay so distracted. Because, you know, one great distraction is social media, okay? Being on the phone, that's a great distractor, you know? And you'll find yourself being on the phone for long periods of time, doing whatever. You might just be surfing, going from social media to this. You know, these people make lots of money. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, LinkedIn. That's how they make money, because people hold their phone, go to their iPad, go to their computer, and they stay on it for a long period of time. Now, if you're doing your business on there, okay, I understand, but even then, you still have to remove that. From that, you know, don't put yourself in a position where you're so consumed by anything outside of yourself. Again, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice for your own happiness? And I want to stop there, because I'm going to give you this other strategy, but I want to say something about addiction to addiction to learn helplessness. And he said, what is that? When a person is addicted to unhappiness, there's nothing that can make them happy. They always find fault in everything. They constantly complain. They always feel like something's wrong. They feel victimized by it. All this happened to me, 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 me. Oh, they're doing this to me. Oh, they're saying this to me. Do you find yourself doing that? Okay. What are you doing? What are you really doing? Oh, it's their fault because of this. So who told you that? No, it's not. It's your fault because of how you're responding to it. It's how you are responding to it. And you still haven't given it up yet, have you? You're still holding on to it, aren't you? In your mind, that is. In your heart. Okay, guess what? That situation happened, what, last year? Last month? Last week? And why are you still upset about it? You know why? Because you didn't say what you had to say and let it be that. You're still holding on to it. You still feel victim by it. You're still hurting from it. You're still disappointed. You're still feeling it. Okay, all right. How long do you have to be there in that state for you to realize that it's damaging you, that it's injuring you, that's toxic? That's very, very important that you understand that. Because if you don't, you will find yourself, again, collecting pain. That's what people do. We go around collecting pain. Here's a strategy. Stop. Pause. Go check your inventory. And when I say check your inventory, in your mind, in your heart, ask yourself, what have I been holding on to? That's not doing me any good. What is it? Look at the situation. Yes, look in your mind's eye, not with your eyes to see visually. Look in your mind's eye. Your mind's eye is going to look into your heart. You can't look in your heart with your eyes or sight. Mind's eye. Because guess what? That Rolodex is right there. That old video is right there. You can go back to it anytime you're ready. But the question is, again, have you finalized it? Have you let it go? Have you felt it, released it, and moved on? And if you did, how long you got to hold on to it before you realize that's tearing you apart? So who's hurting who? Who's breaking up whose life? You can't blame them no more because it's already happened. And you say, well, Dr. Dev, they're still doing it. Why are you allowing them? Why are you allowing yourself to stay in pain? When are you going to realize that you are taking things too personally and you're holding on to too much? Okay, here we go with these sacrifices. Sacrifice it. Move away from it. Allow yourself to be free. You know, freedom is free, you know. Freedom is free. Goodbye, don't people take it. You know, why don't they take it? Why don't they just allow themselves to be free? Self-freedom is the most important thing in life. Self-freedom. Look around you, people. And many people have self-freedom. They still believe they are in bondage. They believe that they're taught, they're tied up mentally. Emotionally, they believe they're in a mental jail. Okay, what's going on with that? How are they going to escape when their perception still feels that they are in a difficult rock between a hard place? And they go to sleep with that, and they wake up with it. You know, I got a comment on Facebook. Queen Zelda Robinson said, Grand Rising, beautiful Queen Teacher, thanks for the reminder that we are more in charge than we realize. Self-care is critical. Absolutely. You know how many people neglect themselves on the daily? Some people don't even eat right. They neglect themselves daily. Over and over and over again. They're not sleeping. They wake up in the middle of the night constantly. Why is my being not at peace? Because of something, again, you're holding on to. Strategy number four. After you do that in that inventory that I'm telling you about, okay, now junk in, junk out. And you write it down, people. No, don't just go on your mind and say, well, yeah, I forgive her for that. Oh, yeah, I'm still holding on to this. No, write it down. And you know why you have to write it down? So your human psyche can deal with it. When we write things down, it becomes purpose. It becomes intentional. I am with you, Sam, because I am ready to move on. I am ready to move away from it because I'm so tired of dealing with it every day. It keeps coming back to my mind. Every time I turn around, I'm triggered by this. I'm triggered by this. That. Okay, I'm just tired of being there. Okay, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let it go. Let go of the past, no matter how traumatic it is. Feel it and release it and realize you are not that person any longer. You don't have to keep going through the changes. It's all right now. You can come out. It's okay. Love yourself enough with compassion to say to yourself, self, we can't keep living like this. This thing has taken too much out of our lives. We can't keep doing this. This is too much. What has to happen before you do something? It's the question. What has to happen? You know, I have a great book here, and I don't know this author, but I just want to give this book to you, because in this topic, this book is very important. I don't know if you can see that. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. And that is written by Dr. Joe Dispenza. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Because that old self ain't serving you no more. It ain't serving you no more. He has some wonderful things in here that I would like to go through briefly. Because I think that this is extremely important. And this writer is so profound with his words. Because he takes the time to let people know, you know, how to do something, how to do the transformation. And he tells about his own story. He tells about his own story as far as what he was going through and what he was dealing with. So I wanna go through that. Hey, oh, somebody backstage, who that is? I thought, okay, let me introduce my friend. Look at my friend. This is our executive producer who flopped up. I didn't even know she was backstage, but I saw her beautiful smiling face. Naima Latif, hello. Girlfriend, we got the rest in the corner. We introduced it. Hello, beautiful. Did you travel well?
Well, I'm still in Rob. I'm actually in the middle of a layover.
Oh, you are?
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
The beautiful train sounds in the background, that's what it is.
Oh, that's what it is. Are you waiting on your plane?
Actually, I went by train, so it's like a two-day trip. So I got like 5 hours before the train pulls out again. So I'll meet some friends for lunch, but in the meantime, I'm sitting here at the station.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Awesome. I know travel. I love to travel. I don't do it. It just feels good. country. I haven't traveled in a while on that, but that's me. I'm like, I have to take me a trip.
Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I was about to go into the layers of emotions. Remember, our emotions, dealing with how we feel about our past issues, because, you know, our topic today is, you know, what are you willing to give up for your happiness and, you know, sacrificing for a peace of mind, because a lot of our emotions from our past interrupt our present moment, because we have not made a decision yet, and sometimes unawares that we're still dealing with past issues. So the writer, Dr. Joe Dispenza, he was talking about the past experiences in the, what they call a refractory stage or period in our life, dealing with unworthiness, dealing with anger, fear, shame, self-doubt, and guilt. And these are all dealing with your emotional part of yourself. And the way he describes it, Naima, is like layer by layer, we wear various emotions. We wear it like coats and clothing, which forms our identity. In order to remember who we think we are, we have to recreate the same experience to reaffirm our personality and the corresponding emotions. As an identity, we become attached to our external world by identifying with everyone and everything in order to remind us of how we want to project ourselves in the world. How we appear becomes the facade of the personality, which relies on the external world to remember who it is as a somebody. Its identity is completely attached to the environment. The personality does everything it can to hide how it really feels or to make the feelings of emptiness go away. Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely had some thoughts about that, but I know we got to take a commercial break. But
yes.
When we come back, I want to share an experience, because while I was here in Florida, my publishing company is going to be publishing my sister's book, my sister Barbara, who wrote a book about her 23 years in a Christian commune, and it was very abusive, and she didn't realize it, her and her family, they didn't realize it until it just got so bad. Once they left and looked back, the experience, I mean, there were the good times, but then there was the trauma that came from being in an environment where people have basically destroyed her self-esteem. So a lot of those things you talked about, she experienced, and we talked about that as I went through the process of, you know, going through, you know, formatting her book and, you know, just describing the experience and what she had to realize after going through therapy, you know, when you're putting on this face that everything's all right, but really you're hurting inside because people have made you feel bad about yourself. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. There's so many things. And then hopefully when her book comes out, she'll be on one of your shows to go in depth about
that. I love that. Yes, absolutely. All right, so we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is.
The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
thing of being godly. You know, you had to put on this face like, oh, Jesus loves you. You know, you had to always wear the face, even if your rights were being violated. And over time, she realized, you know, and they would, like, if you committed a sin, you know, you get spanked, even as an adult, you know, and so you had adult spanking, and, you know, by the council of elders, and it was, this was even during that time with the James, the Jim Jones horror happened with all the people that, that drank Kool-Aid and died. So my parents were just terrified, you know, they didn't know who was this community she's becoming, is this a cult, you know, but at the time she was putting on a face of, oh, we're so happy, oh, we just love the Lord and we just serve. But, oh, but you know, eventually she realized that that was a very abusive place, and mm-hmm. she and her family left. Of course, now they live here in Florida. So she's written a book, and it's entitled, Was That Jesus? And it's due to come out soon. And so my publishing company will be publishing it. And, you know, as we spoke this weekend, when I visited her for her 70th birthday, we had a chance to really go over her experience and what it's like when you realize you have accepted abuse over a long period of time because you trusted people and you didn't admit to yourself that the way you were treated was bad and you were accepting mistreatment because in your mind you've been conditioned to believe that you're not worthy of anything better. And that's what happened with a lot of people, where they allow themselves to stay in a situation, whether it's a job or a marriage or any other thing, that you really could leave, but you choose to stay either because you're afraid that you can't take care of yourself, or this person has you convinced that they're tied to your self-esteem. Say in the case of a marriage, well, you know, if I leave my husband, then I'll be single, and who am I then? You know, I'm a single person. I'm not worthy of love. I mean, you have all these things that someone has convinced you. So you end up accepting mistreatment in a relationship that really you need to end. And you need to think. You need to put yourself first. And if you're not if you're not experiencing peace of mind, that means you need to change something. Because we're not supposed to be here to suffer. But if someone has convinced you that it's to be godly to suffer, then you'll keep suffering. So
right.
Yeah. People have to trust how they feel. If you're feeling badly, that's a sign that something in your life has to change. You don't just take the suffering and figure, well, that's how it's supposed to be. You know, I'm a good, godly person. I just suffer with it. No, we're not here to suffer. We're here to experience joy. And you're not in the state of joy. That means something has to change. That might mean you have to leave where you're at and leave who you're with. If they're not willing to treat you the way you deserve to be treated, but you got to believe you deserve to be treated well. And I think that's where a lot of people end up stuck in an abusive situation. They don't believe that they deserve to be treated well. And that's why
And you know, the thing about this, they become the dysfunction. That's what they become, like you literally, I mean, become what you don't want, fear the most.
Yeah.
You're saying, and it travels your cells, your mind, your heart, adapt to it, whether you realize it or not, because, you know, our emotions are energy in motion. And so it literally transforms this person from one mindset to another mindset. And it's with or without your permission. And I think that's exactly what Dr. Spencer was referring to. We become our environment, and we wear it. And we sometimes, even if that thing is over, like, you know, what your first experience, there's lasting effects of residue that she is presently feeling behind that event, behind that experience. And you find yourself, you know, doing that, because the way he explained it, he said the personality does everything it can to hide how it really feels or to make the feelings of emptiness go away. But you become, like he gave an example, I own these cars. I know these people. I've been to this place. I can do these things. And, you know, you are totally exposed. Your psyche is totally exposed to that stimulus, and when that thing starts to your being, because we're all energy.
Yes.
So it is who we think we are in relation to everything around us. So we're like, even though, again, we might have came out of a situation, it is now called past, but there's still lasting effects and effects of what we've been experiencing, you know. And if we're not careful, we just see that residue, and that residue turns into a personality trait of suffering. Suffering. And it's overwhelming. Another thing he gave here was, but that is different from who we are, how we feel, without the stimuli of our outer reality, feelings of shame and anger about a failed marriage, fear of death and uncertainty about the afterlife, relates to loss of a loved one or a pet, a sense of inadequacy due to a parent's insistence on you being perfected and achieving at all costs, a sense of stifled entitlement from having grown up in circumstances barely above the poverty, and then the list goes on. And so he creates another self. This is who we truly are, the real self hiding behind the image we are projecting.
Yes.
And
yep.
So it makes you think that you have to look this way because it's been there and it feels like it's a part of you. But you don't have to. You can change at any given time when you're ready to change. When you're ready to change, you can change at any given time. It's up to you. Change. It's up to you to not adapt to a dysfunction mindset. Because you might have felt that. You might have felt guilty. You might have felt angry. You might have felt, you know, in a place of unrest. But that doesn't mean that you have to keep feeling it. You don't have to keep living this way. You can change at any given time. And as he says, we can't face opposing that self to the world. So we pretend to be someone else. We create a set of memorized automatic programs mentally that work to cover the vulnerable parts of us. Essentially, we lie about who we are because we know that society morals do not have room for that person. That is a nobody. That is a person who we doubt others will like and accept. So we give people and show people what we think they want, not who we are. And we do that. Again, we become human doing it, not human beings. Now, if we have some issues that's going on inside of us, which, you know, what we do, we cover it up. We don't want anyone to see it. We don't want to be transparent. Because if we're transparent, then we know we have to explain, why are you feeling guilty? Why are you feeling in fear? Why are you not happy? We have to explain that. And we may not know the whole answer to that. So to avoid it, we then tell falsehoods, which is, I'm all right when I know I'm not. And it's one of those things that, you know, this is a new year. So being that it is a new year, we definitely need to have the opportunity to do new things. Do things that we feel that's necessary, yes.
Dr. Debbie, I just met a beautiful soul here in the bus station. And she would like to offer a song of prayer for us. May we do that for just a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Oh, I don't even know I can read. Bless the world with your voice.
Hello.
Hello. I was incarcerated for 22 years of my life.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What? That's that magic word.
Look
at God.
And they still trying to lock me up. I had a pony beat me up the other day upstairs. Every day, God said, I saw my prison. But look at God. They declared me to never go over here, but she to share with the world.
Okay.
I can count them. It's 130 of us, 8 of us left outside still. One of us froze to death the other day, Mike. And every day was sweet, but God kept me warm. Through our calling, from feet to death. And I just was warm because I'm 21.
I love you.
Hoditu Church. Hoditu Church is located 514 Green Street, and that's in Northeast DC. And zip code is 20019.
All right.
And Bishop Bob Wallace and Lillian Wallace is the pastor for Lady Alvin Williams. And everything brought my mother.
Well,
all right. And those two men was the head out there. Guess what? I can say when he sold the Penn City Live and Streets and Sweet, you can follow me. The TTR Brock, LAP, ICA Brock, that's Google, ESA Brock, Facebook Live Stream, and P, we with Jesus, that's P, W, C, C, U, I, V, G, and DC loves you so much, Mom. And for that, I'll join your family, bless them, and you adopt them in the door. Guess what?
Okay, thank you so much. You stay
blessed. All right, we have to send me a little bit.
I love you. Thank you.
Give me my best shot.
And Mom,
you send
it to my mom.
We'll do our best.
Absolutely. You gave us good information. We'll do that.
All right. Earth Team Drive. We got you. And close. 6985
All right.
Love you.
Thank you, Dr. Jen, for being open to a real moment on the streets here.
That's it.
God bless you.
That's what's about. The universe chose. I didn't choose. The universe did.
Yes.
The universe chose her for whatever moment she was supposed to have, she had it. Amen. That is the secret. It wasn't about my choice. It wasn't about my choice. In other words, in the moment, it was supposed to happen. Absolutely. And, you know, I think the value of life, again, goes all the way across the board. You know, one man's junk is another man's treasure, you know?
That's right.
So it's reality. It's reality.
It's reality.
And you can see the kid's been through a whole lot of trauma, but all that trauma did kill their soul. Look at that. It didn't take that soul out. I'm telling you, that's how strong and resilient that we are as a people. As a people. I mean, she could have... I'm sure she had moments where it was overbearing, where she feels she wouldn't have never, couldn't go on. But then something inside of her, that same something we all have, got her to a point where, you know what? I got to trust in something bigger than me. I got to trust in God. Because he's going to give me the strength that I need. So I think the elder man right here.
Yeah, I think we got Kwame on the switchboard. Oh, yeah, Kwame's on the switchboard.
Okay, thanks for being the village this morning. Sisterhood Rock, village is alive and well. Absolutely. We got to be the village. I don't care. We can be millions of miles from each other because somebody, we don't know what our fate may be. That might be our, we don't know if that's our only time to say a sing a song of a virtue, cause you just never know. So you know, I don't see.
Yeah.
Oh no, I ain't never too big for that. I know, baby. That's something God has
grateful
said. I will not say.
There's a person on the switchboard. I think it's Lois on the switchboard.
Okay, all right. Open the mic.
Yes.
Well, good morning to all. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. You know. Yeah. I don't know her name. I'd like for her name to be repeated again. And this is Lois Morris Naima in Chicago. She closed us off with, "I'm still holding on." That's what I'm still holding on. She's saying to us, "I'm still holding on to it all, to it all." And we all are still holding on. You know, and God is so good. And it's only because we trust him. And we love him just like he loves us. So thank you for this time. This is Lois in Chicago. Thank you. I don't know what happened.
Hold on, we just want to break up on that.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you.
Oh, Satan trying to get in. That's all that is. Whenever you're talking about something God said, he's going to mess it up every time. But I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus, because this line is going to be opened up from heaven, and we're going to leave it alone. If we all have to hang up and call back again, we're not going to take this today.
And you too. But she's, I just hope that she changes and gets back in sequence. Yes, as far as blood talk is concerned, but, you know, it is real. It is real. This is what we deal with.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with...
I'll wait till our commercial break is over, then we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Dr. Gary Green, I have a wonderful guest host, and she wants to speak again? Does Lawrence want to speak again, or she was already just has it open? But anyway.
I just closed out with, you know, we're all still trusting in God, and that's it. And then something happened. I guess old Satan tried to interrupt again. And I think the next time we have this bad interruption, we all
right.
should hang up and call back.
Again, as I was saying, we become our environment. And like I said, the goal is to ask yourself, what are you willing to give up?
Now I can hear you. You know, I can't. Now I can hear you.
I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure.
You can keep talking. I can hear you now.
Is that echo or is there anything?
Well, no, I heard Logan talking on the phone, so I didn't want to talk over her. So it's kind of
hard. Well, I was listening to you, Doctor. I was listening to you.
Okay, where am I? I'm in a neutral zone. we remain neutral, we're telling life that we're making a choice not to be overburdened with anything. When you remain neutral, and if you stop labeling things good or bad. If it's pleasant to you, if it feels good, oh, that feels good. That feels pleasant. And here comes something that's not so good. Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's ugly. Okay, that's exactly what it's going to be. Well, instead of saying that's a challenge, oh yeah, that was the hindrance for me. That was the obstacles that I got over. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're going to label it something that your brain will always look for a solution. Call obstacles, you're going to look for a solution. Hindrance, you're going to look for a solution. Feel a challenge, you're going to look for a solution. But when you say that's a bad thing, that thing destroyed me, I don't think you want to say that because words are powerful. Whatever you got in your mind, out of your mind and your heart, out of your being, you are literally giving it permission to stay there, whether you realize it or not. So a lot of people say, why does keep happening to me? Are you keep thinking about the same thing? Are you still not letting things go? Because whatever you have inside of you, you're going to attract it. It's going to keep coming, small, big, large, or enormous. Anyway, we call it mild, moderate, severe. Any way you choose, because you have not made the decision to let it go. You hold on against pain, holding on to discomfort, holding on to, anger, holding on to malice, holding on to bitterness, guilt, fear, feeling unworthy. Oh, we go on and on with that list. So when is it going to occur to you that you could possibly be your own worst enemy? When is it going to occur to you? Because if you're still a victim, if you say you are a victim, you are saying to yourself, I can't come out of this. I don't know how. They're doing this to me. I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling pain. Why are they abusing me? Why do they take me for granted? Why are they jealous of me? Why do they, I can go on and on. Here we go again. Back into that victimized state. I'm so sorry that's not an option for you. In order for you to recreate yourself, you got to come out of the victimized state. Making excuses or what you are doing are explanations or why the thing, what you're doing, you're taking that thing, whatever it is, and then you're putting it on you. This is what you're doing.
Wearing it like a garment.
You're wearing it.
Yes.
It's like you're putting it on more and more.
Yes.
When you want to know why you're so tired. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I'm eating too much. I can't eat it all. My stomach feels so tight. My legs are weak. You're heavy. You're wearing emotional baggage. Trying to change. This is real, y'all. So let me ask you this. What do you think your being is going to do when it is dragging with emotional baggage? Okay. Let me tell you how the body operates. First thing first, the mind. The mind is going to constantly relieve the staying call of adrenaline. More pressure here, the more adrenaline is going to flow. Adrenaline because you feel you are in an imminent threat situation. I feel threatened by this. I feel threatened by that. They did this to me. Oh, I feel. The brain is releasing adrenaline. You ain't in no accident. You ain't in no emergency. But it feels like it is because of your thoughts that are progressing through and running through your mind. Okay, when that then happens, guess what happens? That adrenaline turns into cortisol. You know why? Because it's being released at the inopportune time, subconsciously. Because the brain is under stress, it's under pressure. The being is feeling inferior. All right?
Wow.
Still stressed out, saying, getting the bitch.
Earning it in your money.
You still change. You still angry. You still stressed out. You still guilty. You still say, me. Not realizing the body is under massive amounts of pressure. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it ain't stopping here. Guess what happens? The stress radicals cause your blood to slow down. Your plasma in your blood, the circulatory systems in your being. I'm talking about your circulatory system, your lymphatic system, your systematic system, cardio system. We have systems operating in this being. So think about when the blood slows down, what's going on? Oh my God. We got massive amounts of pressure. Guess when you're going to feel that pressure? Right here, high blood pressure. High blood pressure, that's the first thing. Either that or low blood pressure.
Yeah.
One of those is going to let you know. A lot of people have hypertension because they have inner stress from emotional baggage from the past and the present. They're worried about the future. Okay, here we go. Oh, I ain't finished yet. Once that body starts to be restricted, because guess what? The blood ain't flowing because of the chemicals that are being released. It's not flowing, and you're still under massive amounts of pressure. Hypertension, diabetes, cancer, chronic illness, mental illness. Guess what? Depression, situational depression, all right? All of these things happen in this being because of excessive pressure, because of worryation, because of constantly thinking someone is doing something to you, constantly thinking something is happening to you, and you're triggering here. You even trigger when nothing ain't happening. Because you call this thing called worry. Ain't nothing happened. You worried about something that ain't even happening. And you're used to this. So guess what you did? You build up a habit in the back of your mind. Every day, you wake up. Oh, I got to worry about the light bill. I'm worried about the phone bill. I'm worried about my son. I'm worried about my daughter. I'm worried about the job. What do you think is going to happen to your being? Crash and burn. Stay with me. Crash and burn. That's why it's so important that you sacrifice. Let it go. Let people worry about their own stuff. Again, I told you when I first got on this, your children, most of them are grown. Guess what? They're over 12. They're on their own anyway. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You might as well just accept that, do the best you can by nurturing them, loving them, so that they can understand this thing called life, because you had to do the same thing too. But you can't go on like this. You cannot go on with this excessive pressure. And you start creating pain, unnecessary suffering. Oh, I got to worry about this, and I got to do that. Where is it written down that you got to be unhappy to make somebody else happy? Now, what law is that? Did you create that law? Is that a law in your life? Well, I'm so sorry that's not an option. Well, yeah, I got to take options today. That's right. I got to take an option. It ain't
you know, there people have been
codependent.
Yeah. You know, there have been people who've been conditioned like that since childhood.
There ain't no excuse.
You gotta uncondition yourself. Because nobody's gonna undo
you.
That. You're right. Nobody's gonna do that for you. But
it's not going to happen. It won't undo itself. There's a knot there. That person got to take the time to go back and untie that knot, straighten it out.
Yourself.
Many excuses in life for not doing nothing. I can't do this because of this. I can't go there because of this. I can't. And we constantly, and you say, well, wait, oh, I am suffering. How are you going to tell me I'm not suffering? I am suffering. Okay, how long are you going to suffer? If you say you're suffering and you say you have no control over that, how long does it have to go on? It's the question. What? How long you been there? How long? 10 years? 15 years? 10? How long?
way unless you allow them to. You know?
Well, so I got a question. How come people get stuck in the idea that someone must give them permission to get out of a condition of suffering?
They made a choice to do nothing with their lives. Let me keep it real with you. They made a choice to allow someone else to control their thoughts, control their movement, to control their choices, to control this. And they make excuses. Oh, they mean well. I have to stay here because I'm needed here. No, you made that and you compromised with it. You became your stimulus. The thing you know you don't want. Your external, your environment controlled you, and it's been controlling you so long that you don't even know who you are anymore. What is the problem with that? A big problem. I'm so sorry that's not an option for you. For you to come out of this and sacrifice for your peace of mind, you have to say, wait a minute, well, what are they going to say? Why are they going to treat me? They may not talk to me no more. So why? And you know why? So what? Let me tell you why. If you keep satisfying people all the time and not satisfying your own self, who are you living for? Who are you living for? Your heart. Your heart beats for you, does it not? Your eyes look for you, does it not? Your hands move for you, does it not? So why are you allowing yourself to be put in a position of conformity? This creates problems. People feel they need things. The things are leaving them now. That person can do whatever they want to do, go wherever they want to go. But when you feel you need that person and they're leaving you, what's going to happen? You're going to be drugged. You're going to be drugged and you're going to feel the pain like nobody's business. Because guess what you did? You put them before you. Rule number one in life, never put no one before you. Unless it's the higher power. No, there's a reason for that. Self-preservation. I need all of me to rescue me, okay? And no, but you said, well, that's selfish. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to doing things all for myself. That is the problem. That's the problem. You ain't been doing nothing. You've been doing it all for somebody else.
Because you've been believing that you're not worthy.
That's just it. Your external is controlling your internal. You're doing it for someone else. You're doing everything to be seen and heard. And that ain't good enough. Because you know why? Because there's no balance in seeing and hearing. In nobody's life. The balance comes from an inside unity of nothing but eternal stimuli. What does that mean? How I feel about me. If I didn't have no one else around me, can I stand alone? Or do I get afraid if I feel that there's nobody there? Ask yourself that question. Then that's when you said, I'm good being alone. Not if say isolation. That's a whole different thing now. Okay? I'm talking about I'm good being alone with me. I know I'm good. I can take myself to a movie. I can take myself out to eat. You know, and
some people can't
for things. Well, they need to.
Some people feel like it's something wrong with just taking themselves to a show, taking themselves out to eat. They feel like a failure if they don't have a companion.
Well, that's because they feel insecure with their self. You insecure with you. You insecure with no one else. You insecure with you. Why you can't treat yourself like you're your best friend? Don't tell me you hate yourself that much. You can't possibly.
Oh,
you get up in the morning, you feed yourself, you clothe yourself. So if you hate yourself, you wouldn't do nothing at all. Love your inner being. Love your inner being. Do something for yourself. Take that emotional baggage. Do that self-inventory. Look at your life. Just put it all in front of you. Write it all down if you got to. So you can go back through that thing. Go back through it. Oh, I did this and this happened to me. And that happened to me. What am I going to do with that? Here comes. will not put me in a discomfort. It will not control me anymore. If it leaves, let it leave. Because something greater is coming. Do you know how to make room in your life for greatness? If you got all of this emotional baggage, you ain't got no room for the new stuff. Because you're too busy pushing all the food. And the question is, what good is it doing? What is, why are you holding on to it? You created the habit, didn't you? You created the habit of holding on. What? Don't worry about the memory. You can always remember it if you need to go back to it. But you can't live it in your present moment because it's going to spoil your life. It's going to cause. Valuable to suffer. How about that? You're too valuable to yourself to suffer. You got something in you that makes it come for purpose. Purpose is in you. If a purpose cannot take its proper place,
you know what his name is on there.
If you are bogged down with issues and you make excuses for not loving yourself, you ain't got to be perfect. Where is it written down? That who law that is? Don't let nobody create a law for you. I know your parents might say, you got to get straight A's. You got to do this. And somebody might have made you feel inferior because you felt you wasn't good enough. So be it. That's all right. I might be right. I might not have a straight nose, babe. I may be too fat or too skinny, but guess what? I love me some me.
Well, you got a caller. I guess they got about 30 seconds.
Oh, I do.
Before we go.
Okay, let's take it, please.
Mic is open.
We on Yashalom. Assalamu alaikum, Grand Rising, Dr. Debbie Green, Minister Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois. How are you today? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go right ahead.
All right. Okay. We win. I just want to say thank you for the PMA, Positive Mental Attitude, all day, every day. That's what you know, any and every person must do. That is a 23, just like you. God bless your heart. Keep up the good work. We love you, Minister Clark.
We've
Thank
come
you.
To the end of our show
and the
today,
female solution.
But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our book, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's
show. And I thank my God. You understand what I'm saying?
Our global family listening from all around the world, we say
some of the energy
to
that
our family in China
to be destroyed. Does not
India,
focus
Japan,
on emotional baggage. Does not put yourself
Korea,
in any discomfort.
Osanda,
wake
Russia,
up with
Spasiba, Germany.
Okay.
Danke.
So thank you so
Polish,
much, baby. You do subscribe to my channel. Ready to do some great and powerful things. You know, I'm ready to revamp a lot of things for the new year. And I'm just glad to be here on the Female Solution. And I, again, stay positive, stay focused. Bye.
All right. Thanks for a great show.
Thank you, Naima. Love you so much. You continue to travel. You get home safe. And we will be talking to you soon, okay?
Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.